The Holy Ghost said, the food is ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Ephesians chapter 3, and we are going to read verse 20. And then we will move to read a story of a man that epitomizes what that Ephesians chapter 3:20 says. And I'm believing God that by the end of this eating season, hallelujah, praise the Lord, you will have a testimony.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Ephesians 3:20. Shall we rise on our feet and let's read together? Please make sure you have your eyes on the word of God. God told Joshua, keep your eyes on the word. So God is saying to you this morning, keep your eyes on the word. If you don't have a Bible, share with the person next to you. You've got to read this. You've got to eat this morning. You cannot afford not to eat what God has prepared for you this morning. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There is no fasting today. We must eat this word. No diet or dietary principles will take place here today. This is an eating day. Amen. Shall we read the 20th verse together? One to go. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now unto him that is able to. Glory be to Jesus. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 3. 1 Kings chapter 3. We will read from verse 5 to 13. 1 Kings 3, if you are there, say amen.
Amen.
If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay. We'll wait for you. We will wait for you before we start to eat. Hallelujah. If we're all there, say amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Now let's read from verse 5. One to go. And now, O Lord, by God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David, my father. And I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of the people which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge these thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked these things. Here. And God said to him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor has asked the life of thine enemies, but has asked that thyself understanding to discern judgment. Hear this. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee unto thee, neither after thee shall arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, riches, honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto you all thy days. Praise God forevermore. Praise the living Jesus. I want to share with you about this God that surpasses expectations. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you because your word is life and is spirit. The entrance of your word brings enlightenment to the ignorant. Thank you for the enlightenment that your word will bring to us today. Holy Spirit, I surrender myself under your divine intelligence that you will use this vessel to the glory of God in the life of everyone under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Hallelujah. God, I titled this message, God will surpass your expectations. He's about to do it. Praise the Lord. Because this God has proven, and we have seen examples in the Bible of people that God has revealed himself to as a God that exceeds their expectations. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. At the beginning of this year, I believe that many of us, we had dreams. There are things that we believe God to do for us. There are dreams that we have and we would want God to do. There are goals that we have set for ourselves, things that we desire, that we brought before God, and we asked the Lord and say, Lord, if you could just do this for me. Praise the Lord. Sometimes we ask him. But one thing that I've discovered that God himself knows about us is that many of us are blinded in the minds of our eyes. And so when we are making a request from God and asking God to bring our dreams, aspirations to reality, it is usually based from our, it's usually based on our own limitations. We make dreams based on what we think can be done. Hallelujah. We set our goals and make plans based on what we think is possible. Praise the Lord. Like, you may at the beginning of the year and say, Lord, if I could just have a roof over my head, let me just have one room. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Why? Because that kind of a dream is based on how you see yourself and the limitations that you have around you. Many people dream based on their disadvantage. Hallelujah. I cannot further my education because I do not have anybody to help me. That is a limitation you put upon yourself. So you set your dreams within the boundaries of your own limitations. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
But I've come this morning sent by God that cannot be limited. Praise the Lord. Who says, I am able to do, regardless of your limitations, exceeding abundantly above what your thoughts are and above what you are asking me. Praise the Lord. So when you're asking God for a one-room apartment, God said, I can do better than that. Glory be to Jesus. Father, let me just have a small business and open just one small kiosk at the corner of my street. God said, I've given you a shop in the mall. If I could just get this job, you know, let me just this one, at least something. At least something, so that at least I can just meet my basic necessities of life. At least I can eat 3 square meals a day. And God says, I will exceed your expectations. Many a times we are limited to our own expectations. Either because we think we don't deserve it, or we think that because of the disadvantages, there is no way that our lives can actually be elevated beyond where we are, beyond our own skills, beyond our own exposure, beyond the family that I've come from. And we are limited. But thanks be unto God, who is able. Help me tell your neighbor, he's able. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God always proves himself as a God that exceeds and surpasses expectations. Praise the Lord. That he's able to do much more than you are thinking. In that Ephesians 3:20 we read, Paul said, and now unto him who is able to do exceeding and abundantly above what you are thinking and that which you even ask. So many of us are limited by how we are thinking about our situations. We are restricted. Our dreams are restricted to how we are thinking. Nobody rises above what they are thinking. Praise the Lord. Let me tell your neighbor, you need to change your thinking. Change your thinking. Praise the Lord. In our text today, in 1 Kings chapter 3, we read the story of a little boy called Solomon. A son of David, King David. David had reached the end of his life. And he has passed on the mantle to his son to be king over God's people, Israel. And Solomon didn't know what to do. He went to God in prayer. He said, I'm a little boy. How can I fit into my father's shoes? You did great things with my father. How am I going to operate like my father operated? I'm just but a little child. I do not know my right from my left. Is somebody listening to limitations right there? Amen. I don't know my right from my left. I don't know, but he knows. God knows. Praise the Lord. I don't know. I'm but a little child. He has limited himself. That because you are young, you cannot take on great things. Is somebody listening? And he told God, I said, God, I need you. Because I don't know what to do. And he said, just, I need a discerning heart to be able to lead this your people. And God responded to him. Your expectations of yourself is not my expectations of you. You think you are a small boy. You think you are not qualified. Is there somebody here who thinks you are not qualified for some level of blessing? To thine own self be true. Because today God will change your mindset.
Amen.
God told Solomon, you asked for one thing. Based on your own limitation and expectation of what your future holds for you. But let me reveal myself to you. I will not only do what you ask, I will exceed your expectations. Glory be to Jesus. So he said, you ask for this, but I'm a God that gives bonuses. I will throw in wealth. I will throw in honor. Hallelujah. I will throw in long life. I will throw in a satisfying life to you. Because I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above that which you ask or think. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Isaiah 55 verses 8 to 9. He said, your thoughts are not my thoughts. My ways are far above your own ways. Praise the Lord. I, God, don't think like you think. Glory be to Jesus. I think above your own expectations. Many times we restrict God. We bring him down to our level. When you set your goals too low, you are bringing God too low and bringing him to your level. Hello? I've told you before, I said if you are setting a plan and you look at your plan, amen, and this is that plan, okay, my salary, yes, it can afford this now. Yes, it can do this now and everything. God is not involved. God will not give you a dream that you can fulfill by yourself. Praise the Lord. If it is a God-given dream, it ought to scare you. Because you look around, you will see that you do not have what it takes. You don't have anything, then you will know it is God. Because then you will have to cry to him. And say unto him, now unto him who is able to do exceeding. Over to you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the living Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is a wonderful God. We heard in the song that the choir presented today how much God loves us. Praise the Lord. He loves you too much to allow you not to fulfill your destiny. He loves you too much. And that is why he wants to do that which will surpass your expectations in this season. You may have looked at your dreams and goals you've set for yourself at the beginning of the year and say, well, the year is almost gone. We are in the ninth month. I mean, this is the last quarter of the year 2019. But I make bold to declare to you today by the Spirit of God that in this last quarter of 2019, God will surpass your expectations. In the name of Jesus, help me tell two or three people, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's not too late. Rise up on your feet. Go to seven people. Talk to somebody you don't know. There are people here, their faces are so drawn. I want you to lift them up. Lift their spirit. Lift their spirit. Let them know that it's not too late. It's not too late. The year has not ended yet. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above what you think or what you ask by your power, by the power of God that is on the inside of you. Praise God forevermore. It's not too late. You may be in a not enough situation, but I tell you that in the last quarter of this year, the God that is more than enough will take you away from not enough. In the mighty name of Jesus. Many a times you are just saying, Lord, because you have not enough. It is not enough. So you are too happy to make a request. Just give me enough. But God asked me to tell somebody here, I'm not just going to give you enough. I'm going to give you more than enough. Because I am a God that exceeds expectations. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You know, whatever you believe that God is, he will appear in your life. If you believe him today that he's a God of more than enough, he will show you who he is. Glory be to Jesus. God did not call Abraham or Moses, yes, Moses, and told him, okay, these are all my names. The only name he told Moses was, tell them I am that I am. Whatever you add to it, I am. If you say I will exceed expectations, I am. If you say I will do more than what my dreams have set for me, I am. If you say I'm a healer, I will be to you. If you say I'm a provider, I will provide more than you can ever think or imagine. I'm able to exceed your expectations. If you believe we will do it, rise on your feet and shout the biggest hallelujah. That's who this God is. He's a God that exceeds expectations. Praise the Lord. Stop limiting God. God is not a man. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Beloved, this season, you will see it. I'm believing God that you will be a partaker of what God is about to do. So get ready. I say, get ready. Tell your neighbor, get ready. Hallelujah. Get ready. He always wants more for you than you can ever think or imagine. He wants more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see God doing something in somebody's life. In the remainder of this year, 2019. That is beyond your wildest dreams. If you receive it, shout a bigger amen.
Amen.
And so shall it be for you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God will show up for you.
Amen.
He will show up as a more than enough God.
Amen.
Amen. You know one thing I've discovered? Particularly, maybe you go to a shop. And then there is something that you've been believing God for. I say, ah, God, me, I like this kind of flat screen, 52 inch. Ah, it will be nice. So, and then you look at the price. You go to Mega Plaza and you see the price there. They say 1.2 million. Say, ah, Heavenly Father. Oh, God. Jehovah, oh, Yahweh. Jah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I've been in a place before. I looked at something. I looked at the price. When they told me the price, I said, oh. And I had the Spirit say to me, I will exceed your expectation. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. God is a good God. Amen. Honestly, he loves us so much. He loves us so much. We are his children. Who did you think he made all these things for? For the devil? No, for his children. They're all for us. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They're all for us. Amen. I want you to look at another scripture. Because I'm giving you examples of people that God did this for. To convince you beyond any reasonable doubt today of what God plans to do in your own life. In the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verses 9 to 16, First Kings 17. There is a story of a widow called the widow of Zarephath. I'm sure many of you are familiar with that story. Prophet Elijah, God sent him to go and meet a widow to feed him in the time of famine and hunger. Hello? This woman told Elijah, when Elijah made that request from her, she said to him, "Man of God, all that I have is just enough." Praise the Lord. He said, "It's just enough for me and my son. Thereafter, we die because there's nothing more. All we have is just enough." As far as she is concerned, just enough is the way to live and to get by. You may be here under the sound of my voice today and you say, "God, it's just enough for me and my family. Just enough. Give me that which is just enough." And God say, "I don't know what that means. I don't know who that is. I know who I am. More than enough. Not just enough. I am more than enough." So she knew God as God, provider of just enough. But God was about to reveal himself to her as a God that exceeds expectations. So when Elijah got there and the woman gave out of that just enough, praise the Lord, what happened? The Bible said that the barrel of meal never wasted, the cruse of oil never dried up. She never lacked for many, many days. Through the season of famine, she had more than enough. Praise the Lord. Because God showed up. Now, I don't know how you interpret Ephesians 3:20. My simple interpretation is supernatural favor of God. It's supernatural favor of God. The Lord that sees and provides. It's supernatural. She thought just enough would be it. But when God showed up, he turned her just enough to more than enough. God will show up in your situation and turn your just enough to more than enough. In the mighty name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. He's a God of abundance. Open your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 9. We won't read it because the story is very long. But in chapters 9 and 10, that's another example of God revealing himself. You see, you have to believe that the plans that God has for you are plans to prosper you and not to harm you. You have to believe that God truly has a plan for your life. You have to truly accept that you are a child of destiny. And that God is the one that has designed your destiny. Praise the Lord. Don't rewrite your own destiny by your own experiences. Don't rewrite your destiny because of what life brought into you or what life gave to you. Praise the Lord. You have to believe God that even if life throws a bitter lemon to you, God can turn your bitter lemon to a lemonade. You have to see God beyond your own limitations in life. Beyond whatsoever you refer to as a disadvantage. God is never disadvantaged. Never. Praise the Lord. So don't rewrite your own destiny. Because the destiny that God designed for you, you are not disadvantaged. Because one with God is majority. You are not disadvantaged. You can be in the desert of your life. You are still not disadvantaged. Because with God on your side, He will bring water out of the desert. Praise the Lord. He's a God that exceeds expectations. Praise God forevermore. Are you getting acquainted with this God? He will show up in your life. He will exceed your expectations. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Here in 1 Samuel chapters 9 and 10, we have the story of a young man also called Saul. His father, Cush, sent him and said, my asses are missing. Donkeys are missing. Two donkeys are missing. Go and search for them. And he went with the father's servant. They went looking for the asses. Glory be to Jesus. And as they went on their journey, they met with a man of God called Samuel, a prophet. They were looking for asses. Samuel told them, "The asses have been found." Glory be to Jesus. In which case, what you are asking, you will receive. But guess what? God wants to exceed your expectations. So if all you are looking for is the asses, God is about to show you that there is much more to you than you are even looking for right now. Praise the Lord. You will get the asses. You will also get the kingship. Now, he never planned, he never dreamt, he never asked God to make him king over Israel. He searched out for his father's missing asses. But on the way, God says, "I will do exceeding abundantly above that which you have asked. You asked for the asses back. I will bring the asses to you, but I will also make you king." In other words, there is a lifting for you. I will add a promotion to you. Praise the Lord. I will add a lifting to you in life. I will make you a leader over people. People you do not know, I will make you a leader over them. I don't know about you. That is supernatural favor. Samuel told him, "On your way, you will meet two people carrying three bread. They will give you two out of three." You don't get that. That's a more than enough blessing. Praise the Lord. "I will give to you that which you didn't even ask for." There is somebody here today. That which you didn't even ask for from God, God will add it to you. Amen. He's about to add it to you. Amen. You didn't ask for it, but he will add it to you anyway. Amen. That he might prove to you that he is a God that exceeds expectations. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Saul was looking for asses. He met with destiny. He was favored by God and men. He received favor that he wasn't asking for. He wasn't looking for. Because one thing about divine and supernatural favor, it's not dependent upon whatever it is you are asking. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Favor is not just, you know, something you are saying, "Father, favor me." You are highly favored. Praise the Lord. Favor is what God gives out of his own sovereignty. Out of his own sovereignty. That's why we call it favor. That's why it exceeds our expectation. If you're asking God for something and you get it, what's the favor? It's just a fulfillment of his word. He said, ask and you shall receive. Glory be to you, to God. But if God, after he gave you what you asked for, and now added bonus to it, that one is supernatural favor. Because you didn't ask for it, but it came your way anyway. Glory be to Jesus. That is the favor of God. That's the favor of God. You didn't earn it. It's not what you deserved. It's not what you asked for. It's not what you pray for. It's not what you planned for. But God just decided, I will smile upon you and bring favor your way. Hallelujah. And favor is always because of an assignment. Because there's something. There's a destiny. There's something God has planned to accomplish through your life. So he brings favor your way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Tell yourself, I'm highly favored.
I'm highly favored.
Hallelujah. Another example that I will quickly give of a man in the book of Acts. Acts chapter 3. Now this is so powerful. Acts chapter 3. By the time we finish here today, you must be convinced that there is something coming your way. It is heavy. Hallelujah. That you didn't plan for. You didn't pray for. In fact, your confession at the end of it will be, I never knew that he will favor me this way. Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 3. We won't read it. Let me just tell you the story. You know the story of this man. A crippled man. Daily they bring him. And they sat him down at a gate called Beautiful, the Bible said. In the front gate of the church, which then was called the temple. The man sat there daily, watching people going into the services. He couldn't go there inside the church with them to worship God. But he was content sitting outside and believing that that day will be good. That this is the day the Lord has made. Some people, in their generosity, in their generous heart, in the goodness of their heart, will be able to drop me a few coins so that at least I can feed. I am crippled, I can't walk. And if I cannot walk, I cannot work. Hello. So I have no means of providing for my own basic necessities of life. But if I could just sit here, it is enough for me just for people to drop a few coins. Praise the Lord. And just give me that. I will be grateful to God. But there was a day that God decided in his favor that guy's ordinary days were over. That his extraordinary days were about to begin. God was the one that set it. God has set an extraordinary day for your life. Praise the Lord. A day that he will show up as a God that exceeds your expectations. Praise the Lord. He did it for the crippled man. This man sat down on that day like any other day in the past. A day where he's limited and restricted to the generosity of people to give him just the least of what they have. And he was okay with that, thanking God for that, because he has limited himself. I am crippled, disadvantaged. There is no way that I can rise above where I am. There is no way my situation can ever turn around. But the day that the favor of God visited him, God caused Peter and John to show up in church on that day. Praise God forevermore. When they showed up, the Bible said, Peter said to the man as he fastened his eyes on him and said, look on us. Silver and gold we don't have. Glory be to Jesus. But that which we have, we shall give unto you. You are better than where you are seated. Glory be to Jesus. God has destined you to be among us, with us, worshiping him in the church, with you walking around with your two legs. Glory be to Jesus. That is the plan of God for you. Today, God is about to exceed your expectations. He's about to disgrace your disadvantage. He is about to mock your mockers, scorn your scorners, and lift you above pain, and lift you above frustrations into celebration. If you are that person, you need to shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And the day came that God said, I'm not an ordinary God. I'm not a man. Let me show you and prove to you that I am extraordinary. And the man stood up. Hallelujah. His situation turned around. A man who thought all that the rest of his life would bring to him is to be collecting alms from people. God turned around. He showed up with his supernatural favor and said, I am more than what you think of me. Praise the Lord. I am more than what you think of me. I can do more than you are imagining right now. He said, whatever you are imagining in your heart right now, as you are seated here, God asked me to let you know, I'm bigger than that. I can do more than that. Praise the Lord. Some of you, some things you've written down, you need to go and revisit it and rewrite it. Because God is not involved in it. Hello, somebody. Remember, one man of God was giving his testimony. And he said, God, now that I'm married, I'll start having a family. One room is not enough. How will me, my wife, and these children be in the same room? Father, you have to do something. Those, at least if we can have a two-bedroom flat, the children can be in one, then I can be in one. And that was the dream. That was his dream. And he said, Lord, bless my dream. God said, you are right. But the thing is, I can't bless your dream. I only bless my dream. If I gave you a dream, I will breathe upon it. But this one is not my dream. Hallelujah. Because this is not according to destiny. He said, you are asking for a two-bedroom flat. I've given you a city. Hallelujah. I've given you a whole city. You are asking for a two-bedroom flat. That man today is Pastor Iye Adeboye. Has God not given him a city? Glory be to Jesus. He was asking for a two-bedroom flat. Why? Because that's how many of us are. We ask God based on what we think we deserve. We ask him based on our own mind and our own thoughts. And our thoughts are not like God says, as heaven is far away from the earth, so are my thoughts farther away from your own thoughts. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. When you are thinking that, oh yes, that one is impossible. It should be impossible for God to do. It should be possible. God should be able to do that. Hello. At least, if God can just give me this one, at least this should be possible to God. How are you to decide what is possible for God to do? He is a God of impossibilities. So when you believe him for what is possible, he shows up to tell you, the one you think is impossible, I can still do that. What do you think it is impossible now? What are you thinking? Because it's about your thinking. We are being limited by the way we are thinking. What are you thinking? God can do more. What are you imagining right now as you are seated here? What are you imagining? Praise the Lord. Are you imagining, yes, I will further my education. Yes, I will do this. I will do this. God is saying to you, I still can do much more. Praise the Lord. Because many of you and many people, by the time you reach my age, you would have discovered that some of the goals that you set some 10 years ago, that God has already met. There is no reason why you should still be alive. You didn't get that.
Maybe when you get to, you will understand it. Because if your goal is that small, praise the Lord, and then you are still here, then you should know that God's plan for you is bigger than what you thought. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's bigger than what your expectations are. And God will prove it to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Beloved, thank you. God bless you. I believe it's a new day for you. God is about to thrust someone here today into a new level of favor, of surpassing expectations. I don't know who that person is, but I know that there is someone here. God wants to reveal himself in your life as a God of more than enough. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. It's a new day for you. Tell your neighbor, tell them it's a new day for me. For me, for me. It's a new day. It's a new day. Tell the person behind you, it's a new day. It's a new day. God is good. God is good. God cannot be limited. God is good. It will surpass my expectations. It's a new day for me. God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts, beloved. God knows that we'll sometimes we are short-sighted in the mind of our eyes. Okay? He knows. He knows we are short-sighted. And that's why he comes to us with his favor. To move us, propelling us into destiny. Glory be to Jesus. God will do it in your life. Rise on your feet. He will open doors for you that you never dreamed of in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's going to be this season. It's going to be this season. I want you just to begin to thank the Lord. Thank him. Thank God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Because somebody is going to look back. And when you look back, you will say it. Is this me? I didn't know that this could happen to me. I never knew I could ever get to this position. I never knew that I could handle what I'm handling now. I never thought that it was possible again for me. And if you are here today, maybe God has revealed himself to you before. And he has exceeded your expectations. Beloved, God says, I'm about to do it again. I'm about to exceed your expectation again. Get ready. For God is about to do it. Thank him for what he is about to do. Exceeding your expectations. Thank him for it. Thank him for it. Thank God for the grace that your 2019 expectations is about to take a new dimension. Thank him for that grace. Grace is the unmerited favor of God. Thank him for it. Begin to thank God for it. Pray this way and ask the Lord and say, oh Lord, let good things begin to happen in my life with speed. And thank God for such favor. Let good things begin to happen in my life for the remainder of this year 2019. With speed. And thank God for such favor. Because it's his favor that will bring it to pass. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I never knew you will honor me this way. I never knew you will honor me this way, Baba. I never knew you will honor me this way. Honor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him in advance. Faith is what delivers what grace has given to you. Faith delivers it. So confess it before you see it, because you believe it and then you shall have it. So confess it with that song, that I'm going to look back at the end of this year I will look back and yes, discover that God truly has exceeded my expectation.
I never knew you will honor me this way, Baba. I never knew you will honor me this way. Honor me this way. Thank you, Jesus. I never knew you will favor me this way. I never knew you will favor me this way, Baba. I never knew you will favor me this way. You will honor me this way. Thank you, Jesus.
I never knew you will honor me this way. You will exceed your expectations.
Taken in the Lord's table.